Srila Prabhupada is using the example that he came to America with 40 rupees. Do you know what 40 rupees is in American currency? It's $2. In those days, it was about $2.75 because the rupees has devaluated. Do you know what you can buy for $2 in America? Just to buy a salad costs $5. That's just some lettuce, raw. You can hardly buy one meal for $2. There's absolutely no place you can stay for $2. The cheapest hotel is $25. You can't even get anywhere for $2. If you're in the New York subway, you can get a one-way trip to another section of New York for $2. And if you want to go somewhere else, can't get anywhere. $2 is worthless. Not only that, you can't even exchange a rupee in America, so actually you had nothing. See the illusion? You people are working so hard for rupees, but outside of India, a rupee is not even worth the paper it's printed on. And he's explaining, he didn't work for a living. He didn't try to make money. All he did is preach. He just sat under a tree with a little drum, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No fancy tunes, just one tune, one melody. He just chanted it all day, playing on not a nice mridanga made in Bengal, but a little cheap hippie drum. And what was the result of that faith? That 8 years later, he had property worth 40 crores of rupees. Was he attached to any of it? Krishna, it is all yours. It is all for your enjoyment. He would still just eat chapatis and little dal. He was living the same way he did when he had 40 rupees, when he had 40 crores. Because he was dedicating whatever he did for Krishna's pleasure. So a devotee has a fearless state of consciousness, and a devotee could be content in any situation in life if that devotee simply has faith in Krishna. Bajahure mana Srinandanandana Mabhaya charanara vindare Dulabha manava janama satsange Taraha eva vosindare. My dear mind, please fix yourself on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Hari, that beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj. For in always remembering Krishna with faith and devotion, we become free from all fear, all anxieties in life.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.